Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Scientists have high hopes for the latest mission to Mars, the Mars Science Lab, based on the success of its predecessors. Darby Dyer, professor of astronomy at Mount Holyoke College, describes her work on one of the rover's key instruments.
The ChemCam instrument can fire a laser at a rock from up to 24 feet away, yielding a chemical analysis of a spot smaller than a grain of salt. This laser-induced breakdown spectrometer, or LIBS, is a 21st century geological lightsaber, and it's going to revolutionize rover exploration of extraterrestrial surfaces. When the laser pulses, it produces a superheated 3,600-degree Fahrenheit plasma that liberates atoms and ions from their bonds within a rock or in the dust on its surface. The energy pulsed into that tiny spark causes the electrons in the atoms to gain energy and become excited. When each laser pulse ends, the electrons lose their energy and fall back to where they started, giving off energy with diagnostic wavelengths that tell us which chemical elements are present and in what amounts. Curiosity will use the ChemCam LIBS for chemical reconnaissance, lasering and scanning rocks in its path to help guide its route up the 3-mile Mount Sharp, the mountain of layered sediments near its landing site in Gale Crater. ChemCam data will be joined with those from the other 9 instruments on Curiosity to read Mars's history like a book. The oldest rocks at the bottom of Mount Sharp are clay and sulfate-rich rocks that likely formed in the presence of water long ago. As Curiosity scales the mountain, it will travel through 2 billion years or more of geologic time, during which Mars's rotation axis wobbled from 0 to 60 degrees, and it lost its magnetic field and atmosphere. The climate on its surface gradually dried out. ChemCam and the other instruments on Curiosity will look for organic molecules and trace key minerals and elements that record those changing environmental conditions, perhaps foreshadowing Earth's own future. We expect that Curiosity will help us understand if and when conditions on Mars were favorable for life in the past or the present. They'll also lay a foundation for thinking about human habitability of Mars in the future.
That was Darby Dyer of Mount Holyoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.